Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scott's Brewing, your podcast. Please welcome to the stage Scott's Brewing, Jonathan, and Mike Mastico.
Hey, everybody clap! That's what happens when you start the show. Everybody clap! That's how it gets going.
Clap,
sir.
Thank you.
Interrupted with the last show.
Oh,
yay!
The podcast, that's good.
But it started again now.
Why did you guys get so angry at the beginning?
I know the audience.
No,
how they're so rude.
No, okay. Don't. Okay. We like you. Okay, so welcome to Scott Ridger Podcast.
They think it's a dialogue.
But it can be a dialogue. Okay. That's fine.
They're not mic'd.
Oh. Hello. Welcome to the Scott Ridger Podcast, live podcast. It's recorded in Green Room Lounge in Deep River, Wisconsin. I'm Scott. You're John.
Oh, I'm John. I didn't know.
I was
weird
pointing
point
at you.
Towards, I thought you were going to say it. Like, this is John.
This is John. This is Mike next to me. God damn it. You're making this episode weird already. So, hey, the podcast, we just talk about stuff. I want to get right into the subjects because I got a lot of topics to talk about tonight.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Can we talk about why Scott ruined your podcast?
Why do you... Okay, again, you ask this question every time.
Have you guys been here before the show?
No, they don't know. You have to reassert.
No, they
you know, the beginning of Gilligan's Island, they sing that damn song every time.
Should I have a jingle?
Sure, that'd be nice.
Scott ruined your podcast because he's going to fuck it up.
There we go.
I had a good reception.
I think
we're around
is open.
Technically, I'm an awkward person, so I usually ruin the conversation some way. I think this is the earliest.
Sit right back with a bearded man sipping on a water. He'll mumble and he'll tumble and he'll talk about his mother.
Why by my mouth?
Yep, take it literally.
Rhyme.
Yep, it was a rhyme.
You could have said otter.
Yeah.
That would have made no sense.
And he's fucked a lot of otters. Is that better or worse?
Worse.
Well, then don't complain about your mom.
Okay. Well, here are some podcast subjects I want to talk about. Do we want... Last month, I asked the question, what does it mean to be a creepy person?
Yeah.
And then you listed off all these things, like not shaving for a while, which you started doing.
Yes.
And I haven't shaved either. So my sideburns are getting too big.
I shaved.
See, I didn't shave. On the also further notice that unshaven guys seem to get the ladies, and so I was like, well, let's give this a whirl. So far, results exactly the same.
Yeah.
But I think it depends on the person. Like a Jason Statham with stubble is amazing. You with stubble is just that guy forgot to shave.
You gotta be more British. Is he British?
I bet if he was more British, he'd get more of a Michael Caine vibe, and he'd probably get the ladies.
Michael Caine, do it.
I'm not gonna do Michael Caine. Does every time I think of Michael Caine, all I think is that someone has put paste in his hair.
Paste.
It looks like they put paste in his hair.
I thought you were telling a story. Like all I can think of is that one time someone said they put paste in his hair.
It just looks like it.
Oh,
it does. Yeah, he always looks like he has artificial hair.
Yeah.
I can't think of him now because in the
you can't think of Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
I know who he is.
Just say Michael Caine in British, and you say his name, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
I won't lose another.
I won't do it. I won't bury you. I buried your mother. I buried your father. I won't do it for you.
You can't handle the truth.
This was the secret for me. What? Oh, we're just talking about Dark Knight.
Obi-Wan never told you I am your father.
It's Michael Caine doing every line.
I'll never let go. I'll never let go, Jack.
Don't look at that box. John Doe has the upper hand.
Whoa. What's in the box?
What's in the box? Don't look at the box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
It's Caine.
Michael Caine.
It's Caine versus Caine.
Michael Caine is looking in the box. We're going to need a bigger boat. And then I'll star in the sequel.
Why are you... This sounds like Australian.
Well, because we don't do a good Michael Caine impersonation. We're not
as soon
Michael
as we
Caine.
Say Michael Caine, we lose it as soon as you start doing other words.
What if you do like, you don't call that a knife?
That's literally Paul Hogan. You literally just did Paul Hogan.
Don't call that knife.
This here's a knife.
That still sounded like Paul
this
Hogan.
This here is my cocaine.
My cocaine?
My cocaine.
Whoa.
I don't know.
That sounded like Michael Caine had a jawbreaker in his mouth.
I'm Michael Caine. I'm Michael Caine.
Now I just did Batman's voice.
Michael Caine!
Anyway, what?
Oh, we're talking about creepy people. And we got... I compared Mike to Michael,
so
Michael
what you, Caine. So what you're saying is, if you want to be creepy, just walk around talking to yourself like Michael Caine and quoting movies.
But yeah, if you
was
do that
creepy?
Exactly.
That was entertaining. That's not creepy. Wait,
but it means like everyday life, just don't do that. Yeah, just don't walk around going, Michael Caine, Michael Caine. Like, don't do that.
Hi, sir. What can I get you at McDonald's?
Why didn't you say Michael Caine?
I know.
Like, that's what we were all literally all waiting for you to say that.
I was thinking, Michael trying Caine. To think of like a line from a movie.
Any movie?
Any
go
movie.
For it. How about Rush Hour 2?
I'll have a Royale with cheese.
What quotes are in. What can you quote Rush Hour 2?
I sure can.
Don't touch a black man's radio.
You sounded like the Petrol Farm remembers. Petrol Farm remembers to not touch a black man's radio. I'm Michael Caine.
So, I can fix this.
Okay, you?
Michael Caine quoting Pet Sematary. You're not supposed to let that car near the road.
You just did Herman Munster.
But you also...
That's literally his voice. Don't go down that road. Don't go down that road.
But he also did him semi, like, mentally challenged. You're like, don't let the cat there. You're like Forrest
Gump. Don't let your kid on the road. It's going to get run over by a truck.
Mama always said the dead come back from my cemetery.
A lot of children lost the kids down there on the cop cemetery. This is Jimmy Stewart
now. You became
now.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. I can't.
So we've shown that we're not good at impersonations.
You know, I'm going to jump right to this. More impressions?
Or we're taking my request.
Give me a celebrity.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Shut up. What does he sound like? British?
Yeah.
Jason Statham. Jason Statham. Is that he like
I can transport it.
I'm an expendable man. He's an expendable.
But like the way you did it, like inflection, like expendable. Like you had a.
It was like Jason Statham being eaten by Orson Welles.
I can barely do a British accent as it is. I don't want to pick specific British people.
Okay.
Like the Beatles, I can do the Beatles. One of the Beatles? I don't know. It's wacko. You aren't.
Do George Harrison.
Which one's George Harrison?
The one who's can't dead. Do.
No. Which one does he sound like though?
No, that's the joke, is that most people can do all the impressions of the Beatles except George Harrison.
I'm drumming the Beatles band.
Pretty close. I'm doing
wait, no, he didn't drum. He
did you think George Harrison drummed?
I don't know what he does. He does?
George Harrison played guitar. He's lead guitar.
George Harrison played guitar?
He was the lead guitar.
I thought Paul McCartney and Lennon played guitar.
McCartney played bass. Lennon played like acoustic guitar and other stuff. But wait, Harrison was the lead guitar.
So McCartney played bass, but he was like one of those popular ones. Yeah, I thought the bassist was usually like, the one that.
Well,
like,
you're in this case, it's wrong. That's not right.
It's because he was left-handed. He was an enigma.
He played other things too.
Just basically,
you're wrong. I'm wrong. I don't know anything about the Beatles.
I'm really surprised you didn't at least know who played what.
Ringo plays the drums, right?
Yes.
Yes. And then they all play strings. Everyone else plays strings.
Yeah, they all. Well, every time there's an orchestra section, that's all of them just overdubbing themselves. Give me a viola.
It's like in Bohemian Rhapsody when they kept recording Freddie Mercury's voice to do the whole song.
Just like that.
Wait, did they that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was the whole band. It's just him.
It's just him. Actually, what happened was that song almost didn't get made because they kept recording over and over and over on the same track, and they almost lost it because it was wearing down.
Ooh.
That's what I learned in college. It might not be true. Who knows?
That's what you learned in college?
Well, from like a friend, not
that's
in
like
class.
That's like the thing you learned in college.
That's one of the things.
Okay. So clarify.
I learned Congolingus.
What? Congolingus?
Yeah.
You mean you talk to Congo drums?
You're a Congo linguist.
Or you do the oral sex with a vagina.
The latter.
The latter. That's neither of those words that you said.
Wait, what did I mess up?
What did you say?
Congo.
Congolingus?
Congolingus?
Isn't that the word?
That's Condoleezza Rice's name.
Conolingus.
Conolingus. No two G's.
What have you said? No.
Congolingus. It's not Congolingus. It's where you go down on someone while you're watching Congo.
Yes.
Which is a terrible movie.
Amy. Hey, it's Matt. That happened. That literally
like Michael,
happened. Is that
like
movie?
Michael Caine.
Yeah. Ivy, hate, man, gorilla, bad. Like, that's... No, remember the Amy... the I'll gorilla say, did sign language, which is clearly a person...
Oh, the sign language! Up? I thought you were just, like, making fun of the ape because she can't talk.
Whoa.
Like... I forgot the gorilla's name was Amy.
I remember too. Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters had a weird Jamaican accent for no reason. He's like, don't go in that cave. Oh.
That's his actual natural accent.
Oh, shit.
Every other time he's acting.
He's really good in every one of those other films. Including The Substitute, which he's most known for.
What's The Substitute?
That's the joke.
Oh. Is that the one? Oh.
That's clearly Ghostbusters.
I don't
Ghostbusters, probably then The Crow, then Oz.
Isn't Crow?
He was the detective in The Crow.
All right. Anyways, okay, I believe you. Jesus. Since we were talking about accents, here's one thing that I want to talk about. I don't know how to hear words. Like, I don't know how to hear, like, what?
Listening?
No, I know how to listen. Okay, when I'm on...
Some would say you don't know how to say words.
Like,
hey, Jude. I got it.
Oh, God, I don't know how to start this sentence.
Start in the middle. Okay. Work your way back.
People say, because we have accents because we're in northern area of this country.
Yes.
And everyone else has accents everywhere you go.
Okay.
But until I actually start saying words a lot, I don't realize I have an accent, and then my mind gets stuck on it. But then there's certain words also that everyone says weird, but I don't hear the difference. So, like, let's say you...
Like, bag and bag?
Yes! I have that written down right here. It says bag. What do I say?
I have no idea.
Bag.
Okay. What is it? Bag.
Bag.
Some people say bag. Like, if you go to, like, Chicago and stuff, they say bag.
I don't
know.
Why
are you saying bag? It's bag.
It sounds the same to me. You're saying bag and bag.
No, you're saying bag or bag.
Bag. Bag.
You enunciate a little bit. Bag or bag?
Bag. Bag. Bag and bag.
No, bag or bag.
You said it the same way. Bag a bag.
It's going to be another half hour of this, folks.
Mike, just like we say we say Wisconsin, they say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
They say Wisconsin. We say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
All right, well, I'm sorry. You're good at every word. Hey, you're good at every word. Congrats.
No, I don't know. I don't know how I...
You don't know until you go down south. Then they point it out to you.
What about cow juice?
What?
Cow.
He doesn't want to say it because he doesn't want to pronounce it first.
I don't want to pronounce it first. Like
milk?
Yeah. How do you say it?
Milk?
How do you say it?
Milk.
Is it the same? Are you saying the same word?
I don't know. Milk?
We were right next to you.
Milk.
Milk.
I'm drinking milk.
I'm drinking milk.
Milk.
Oh, you said milk.
No, milk.
Malt.
What? Malt?
Malt.
Malt.
Malt. We're all eating malts.
I usually pronounce it Mountain Dew.
All right, how about... When there's two things, you want that one, or you want...
This or that.
No, together.
Those, them, pair,
those.
Couple.
These.
B-O-T-H.
Bubbler.
B-O-T-H.
Boat.
Boat?
I want both of those.
Oh, both? Yeah.
Wait, you think other people don't say both?
It's both.
I want both?
Both.
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 Boat. Both. I want both of those.
Both.
Oh, yeah. He shot Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah. John Wilkes Booth. John Milks Booth.
John
Milks Booth.
Who then put his gun in a bag. In a bag.
And took off for Wisconsin.
But he used a pen.
Because he had my cocaine in his purse.
No, because my friend says the word pen and pen. Pen and pin, the same.
He says pin? Like pen?
I'm going to write with a pen, and I take a pen and stick myself with it.
Is he from Boston?
No, he's from here. He's from Wisconsin.
See, now you'll notice it.
I don't notice it.
You just, okay. I
didn't notice it. No, it's Scottish. That's not Scottish. That's Irish. Irish.
Are they? Did they? I don't know how the vote came out. The Scottish vote. Sorry, the big Scottish vote.
Oh yeah, the Scottish vote. I don't know what happened yet.
What vote?
Anyone? Is Scotland free?
They were deciding not be part of England anymore.
Yes.
They want. Who cares?
Whoa!
Millions of Scottish people.
Millions? Braveheart. I thought Braveheart made it free.
Well, technically.
Because he's like free.
Yeah, but then he died at the end. Didn't you see it?
No, I never saw it. I just know
you
he
didn't
goes,
see Braveheart?
Spoilers. He dies.
Well, the movie took place, like, what, like
you
seven?
You never saw Braveheart?
No. Why should I?
Because it's a great movie.
I know the two things that are involved that he yells freedom and he's painted. That's all. That's
you
all
don't like, even. Do you know, like, the big line from it, right? With him, he's on horse?
Freedom!
No.
Yes.
No.
They can take our freedom, but they'll.
No.
My horse for. What country for a horse? What's it say?
That's a thing from history.
I don't know what else. They can't take our freedom.
They can take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. And then they run.
That's freedom.
And they moon the British army, and they get some arrows in their ass. It's hilarious.
It's a.
Then his friends betray him, and he hits him in the face with a mace. It's great. It's violent and bloody. Oh, it's great.
But it's Mel Gibson.
Before he went crazy, yeah. It's pre-crazy Mipson.
Mipson.
I combined both of his names. Shut up. It's
okay.
Mipson.
Like Brad Jelena,
but just him by himself.
It's his alter egos, like his split personalities.
Just like, yeah, Lethal Weapon is Mipson and DeGlover. I should just call it Glover. Glover and Mipson, starring all four Lethal Weapons. Scott, have you seen those?
No.
What do you have against Mel Gibson?
Yeah, you really hate Mel Gibson.
No, I just don't. I saw the one he was an angel. What's that one called? Michael? That was George.
That was John Travolta.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that one. I saw the one that he was a paranormal phenomenon, whatever.
That was Michael Keaton in White Noise.
Hmm. City of Angels?
That was Nicolas Cage.
What have I seen Nick? What's his name?
You want Mel Gibson? Is it What Women Want, where you can hear their thoughts?
Didn't see it.
Road Warrior?
I saw that one.
Okay, you saw Road Warrior.
That was okay.
All right. Signs.
Yeah, that's right. That was good. That was one of his better ones.
The last great Shyamalan movie, Moment
no,
of Silence.
Don't say that.
What do you mean? What was better at? What was good after Signs?
Lady in the Water. Why do you think? It was a good movie. Paul Giamatti was funny.
Oh yeah, with the guy with one giant arm and a giant eagle and the lady. It's weird. And the grass wolves. It's weird.
It is weird.
Okay.
And the rest of Night Shyamalan movies are just straight up
normal. Straight normal.
The ghost balloons and all the people drinking the fluids.
The ghost balloons?
I don't know.
Where in one of his movies are there ghost balloons? Oh, do you mean the movie like where the balloon goes up in the Sixth Sense and it goes towards the ghost in the closet?
Yeah.
I just thought there was a movie with just ghost balloons. Like someone was walking around their house and they're just, why are there ghosts of balloons? That's not even a person. This doesn't make sense. And they fell asleep because like, my house is kind of haunted by fun.
Can't sleep, but all you hear is that squeaky noise. Ghosts again.
There's like fake presents underneath the tree. There's ghost balloons and there's presents like a birthday party things. I was thinking like you were haunted by a birthday party, but the ghosts weren't there, just the things from the birthday party.
You know, under the birthday tree.
Look, I thought... Look, we all agree just to go past that part, and you go down to the bit, and you gotta have to bring it back.
Yeah.
Just like Sexy.
Yeah, I did. I brought Sexy back.
I thought Justin Timberlake brought it back.
Well, I brought it back again.
Next topic.
Okay, so I have a question.
Answer.
Do you think...
Yes.
Okay.
Therefore, I am.
I don't... I feel weird to ask this question because there's so many more people here that I don't know. But do you think someone, like, if I was gay...
Okay.
Do you think...
If.
Was that the question?
No.
Oh.
Okay, let's say, could I be so gay that I actually like vaginas?
No.
Like, is it circular? Can you go in a circle?
No.
Why not?
No. You have no idea how humans work.
What if you're like, oh my god, I love dicks so much that I want to go into the things that normally hold them. It's like when people are like, oh my god, I love animals so much, I'm gonna get into a cage to show the animals.
Okay, but here's the opposite thing. Do you ever think you'll ever be so straight that you'll just start sucking a dick?
No.
That's the same. That is the exact same logic. That is the same logic.
Jay, like, oh, those girls' tits are so.
That's the way you have to think about it.
Yeah, I didn't think that one through.
No, you didn't.
So, do you have to explain anything to someone now?
No, I don't.
Do we get phone calls now?
No, I don't have to. This is just an idea
that I
had.
That's such a weird question. Why would that ever happen? Like, someone is so. It's the same type of person.
Well, I was thinking because there. I remember in like college, not college, high school.
Whoa.
No.
Go on.
No. No, because they're talking about how, like...
Were you doing some congolingus, and then a guy just showed up? All right, go on.
That'd be a three-way then, John.
I know, but... All right, go on. All right. God. I want to see your reasoning for this.
Okay, because then, like, I can't remember what class it was, but we were taking a class, and they're talking about, like, gender stuff.
Okay.
And they're saying that everyone, like, everyone is straight and gay, but only a certain percentile, because everyone is, like, at least a partial, like... Like, John, you're gay to a certain extent.
Okay.
Because if you were 100% straight, you'd be like, no, I hate talking to guys. And, like, just completely anti-person.
What class? Can I just ask what
cut your own dick off because you don't like dicks? You just go congolingus on people?
What class was this? Is it a philosophy type
gender
class?
I don't know.
That's a weird theory, in my opinion.
What grade did you get in this class?
Probably.
Clearly enough, it was just an essay exam. It's like, what did we learn? I learned that if you like boobs too much, you'll like dicks. And he's like, what? This is not what I taught at all.
Also, was it a class, or did you like stumble into the janitor? He's like, hey, kid, let me tell you something about
come
sex.
Here.
We're a bunch of little dropouts just smoking in the pot. So I go,
yo, man, if you... Hey, everybody's a little bit gay, man.
Because gay people are, like, a little bit straight.
Straight. You know, so, like, if gay guys are just, like, love gay guys, they'll like girls.
Wait. Wow. Scott, let me draw you a circle. Here you are in the circle. Now you're sucking in my dick.
Now, in a small theory, I could see that where I guess no one's 100% straight. I mean, that's a pretty weird question in itself. But yeah, I don't know. That's such a weird jump.
It's not
too.
A circle. It's a spectrum.
Ooh.
The Kinsey scale.
Yes.
It seemed like that.
I'm going to look that up because I don't know what that means.
The Kinsey scale.
Yeah,
all
right. You're like a 1 or a
Kinsey
6.
What? Kinsey's what? Who is Kinsey?
You said you were going to look it up. Why are you?
It's Liam Neeson. I don't know who you are or who you've been touching.
His pen name was Michael Caine.
I'm going to look up the Kinsey scale.
Everyone's...
Like, I would that's true. Like, I would kiss Ryan Gosling in a movie.
Like, if people were filming you? You
If it was for the role. If it was, like, a movie where, like, an attractive guy had to kiss, like, a troll. Like, to, like, set his woman free of a curse.
There it is, the Kinsey scale, also called the heterosexual homosexual rating scale. A scale of 0 to 6. But exclusively. Okay. So exclusively heterosexual, exclusively homosexual. John, where are you? A 4?
I don't know what this means.
4 is high.
High what?
High, not hot.
Oh, you went to Wikipedia.
Yeah,
oh.
That's what it's. Where else
oh,
are you
great.
Going?
Yeah, go to Wikipedia.
What should I go to KinseyScale.com?
Encyclopedia? Where things aren't adjusted? Kinsey scale, 1 to 69. And then it can happen.
She said it. She couldn't have written the thing right now.
No, I meant... Oh, boy.
I don't understand humans. I'm not saying that I don't... I'm a human. I'm not a robot. I just don't get us.
Wow, really defensive there. Yeah, you got really... Like, we weren't questioning... We didn't bring up robot. You brought a robot.
You just find out I'm actually a robot. Like, fuck, get my cover.
That explains some.
So why were you thinking this? Why were you thinking about the spectrum thing, the so gay you'll turn straight thing?
I don't know. I was just driving my car. I have all these...
What?
I have all these thoughts.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know I don't make any sense.
Is it a stick shift car?
This would be really good, but I'm straight.
I'm really enjoying
it. Got really defensive there.
What are you, sitting on a stick shift?
No, I just enjoy shifting a lot.
All right, next topic. That was funny. That was good. That was good, Scott.
Good, Scott. Well done.
So, what? Okay, Mike, you want to talk about your thing? Or our thing, I guess.
You have to be more specific on that pronoun.
The blind date thing, or do you want to talk about that later?
That's up to you. This is your project. I'm behind you on this project, but you are leading this project. I don't want to interrupt that conversation.
It's a little quieter. A little quieter, you guys.
Okay. Do you talk about it? Because I don't know how to talk about this.
All right. So the plan. Scott has a plan.
Okay. Got it.
It's a scientific test.
All right. Speed it up.
We're gonna go on a double blind date. So it'll be both of us. Yeah. A blind date with two people.
And now, can the girls know each other?
That would be advisable.
Okay, sure.
So otherwise, it's way too many dynamics.
Yeah.
Scott has ordered some spy glasses.
Okay.
We can film it, and we will let them know. We're not going to be creepy about it. We'll let them know we're filming this.
We'll let them know.
In fact, they'll know that the whole thing is a whole experiment.
Yeah.
And we're just going to film the date. That's it. That's as far as I know.
Now, I'm behind this 110%. But... Now, do you think that if you present it like that, that you know they're going to be filming it, do you think you'll more likely get girls who just kind of want to be on camera and kind of, like, just do it for a gag? Or do you not care?
I don't know what that...
So say you go out and say, hey, we would like two women, preferably friends, who want to go on a date. We're going to be recording it through glasses and see what happens. Wouldn't you more likely get people who just want to do it for the attention or who want to be on film than people who actually want
to
go on dates?
Yes, we have to be clear. This is not actual science.
No.
Okay. I'm just asking before it happens, so I just don't want you guys to get your hopes up and be like, oh, they just wanted the fame.
Oh, our hopes are so low.
Our hopes are so low. Like, if that's what they want, at least they're going on a date.
All right. Now, where do you plan on going?
I don't know.
Are you going to, like, talk to the restaurant beforehand and make
No, we're not going to tell them. We're not going to tell the restaurants because we don't want to get kicked out.
The big plan was also to order, like, four of these, so we'd all have, like, matching glasses.
Oh, okay.
That look slightly bulkier than the normal glasses.
Yeah.
But I'll pretend like nothing's wrong.
Now, what happens if you try to, like, start doing this and it becomes, like, a hit, but the restaurant, like, makes you guys take it down because you didn't okay it with them?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
What?
Because it'd probably be in the news. People are like, well, I gotta check this out, and then I'll sell DVDs.
Yeah, litigation is great publicity.
You know what they say? No good news is bad news.
All I'm saying is, I'm sure most restaurants would let you record if it was like in a certain corner, and they didn't care.
No bad publicity.
And you might even get free meals out of it. Lie to them, say that you're gonna pay for it, and buy a bunch of expensive stuff. And
sure.
The girls? Lie to the girls? Say, we'll pay for it, and the girls have to pay for it?
No. Have the restaurant pay for it.
That's like the Reds are sponsoring.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they like just leave.
But then you'd have to do that awkward thing of like still leave the glasses so you can record the reaction, but then still have to come back and get the glasses.
I just need these back.
I don't know. That's still a work in progress, guys.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, no, it is.
That was the weirdest spectrum of confidence and depression I've ever seen. It's still a work in progress. Great idea.
I know! Yeah!
The progress is in the working stage.
Yeah.
And now, Scott is very tenuous and very... He's like a fragile butterfly. You can't poke at it.
No?
You'll die.
I spend too much time as a caterpillar.
A very hungry caterpillar.
How pissed are caterpillars when they, like, cocoon and then they come out as a moth?
Yeah. Oh, nighttime for
I thought I was a monarch.
I need
light, and then that's their whole life.
I think it'd be pretty mad because like a caterpillar can fall from a tree and land on the ground, like, oh shit, well, just keep going. And then they go into the cocoon, like, I'm hard as shit. And they get out, and anything that touches them, they die.
Or they're just like powder goes everywhere. They're powder, everyone's powder.
Butterflies.
And they disappear in a field because of lightning. That was the end of Powder the movie, starring Sean Patrick Flannery.
And who?
And Jeff Goldblum.
Who's John Patrick Flannery?
The guy from Boondock Saints, who's Powder. I literally just said who he was.
Willem Dafoe was in Boondock Saints.
Yeah, I had it on Burn DVD, in fact.
I remember
watching it going, I didn't need this movie ever.
I remember something about a spoon and mashed potatoes, that's all I know.
Yeah. So that was third.
Close to
third.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
The spoon is powder, though. And Matrix.
And yeah. Also any movie Spoon where they have...
spoons?
Cocaine, or...
Michael Caine?
Heroin.
The Room? Does The Room have a bunch of spoons in it?
The Room does have a bunch of spoons. If you've never seen The Room, you need to, obviously. But if you need to watch it again, there's just pictures of spoons in the background of the movie. It's the greatest thing. Just watch it. If you haven't watched it, watch it again, because it's the
best. If you haven't watched it, John will watch it with you anytime.
Yes. I will literally watch. I will come over to your house and bring a copy and watch it with you and tell you everything that's happening. Because it's the greatest movie that's ever existed. Oh.
He's working on a TV show.
He is.
Yeah.
He's going to screen it in New York soon, apparently. It's been sold out in like a second.
He's been working on that show for like 5 years, though.
Oh, that means it's going to be terrible, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, I saw I saw a trailer for like 5 years ago, and he's like, hey, we're going to be doing a show. And then it's called Next Door Neighbors or something, or Apartment Neighbors. I don't remember what it's called.
Neighbors.
And then recently he released another trailer, but it's completely different. Different actors, different everything. And he's like, oh, take your shirt off. And the guy's like, yeah. And then they're all dancing and laughing. I'm like, this isn't the show. This is like B footage.
It might be the show. We don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. And Tommy Wiseau is wearing a blonde wig.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, that is very weird.
He's like, hey, check out my hair. I'm a very impertinent person.
See, you can do accents.
That was supposed to be John Statham.
Oh, God. Jason Statham's less talented brother?
I'm John Statham. My name is Jason Statham. That's the problem I always have with impressions. It drifts so fast. Like, I'm Christopher Walken.
Like Tokyo Drifts.
Chris, yes. Jason Statham reference, right?
Maybe.
He's in the next movie.
No, I'll do like a Christopher Walken impression, which automatically turns into Captain Kirk, which then turns into Woody Allen.
Allen?
That's a leap. From William Shatner to Woody Allen, that's a leap.
And then it goes into Jimmy Stewart.
And then you forget their name?
Yeah. My name is... I'm not even do it. Pepperidge Farm.
You can't say. You can't even say cowbell like Christopher Walken?
Cowbell? I don't know why that happens. Cowbell.
Cowbell.
Bell. That's right. Okay, fuck you. Here's my question.
Okay.
Question number one.
Question number one for the whole night. So this is what pisses me off. So I was on a dating site for a long time, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm done. Just deleted it. But one thing that makes me mad is whenever a girl, and it's okay if a girl's like this, but whenever a girl's on the site and they're like a little overweight, like, I'm a BBW. That means big, beautiful woman. That's not always true. They're not always beautiful. Like... I'm not going to go like, huh, I'm an HHM, heavy, handsome man. And the girl's like, no, you're not handsome. You have a beard and you're playing video games.
But you could do that.
Could I? Yeah, but do, how bad? Like,
I guess there isn't a porn niche for HHM.
That sounds, now that I say it out loud, HHM sounds like actually a porn thing.
Yeah.
Is that something?
I don't know.
Probably. I have literally no idea because I haven't done that full circle around or... I'm so straight, I'm gay. I've never Googled HHM. Is this a porn? I'm sorry, I've never done that.
I want to see what it is. I already looked up Kinsey scale. Let's look up HHM.
So why is your concern? Why can't women who are a little bit heavier, because they're like, be confident and just have a label?
Huh?
Why, who are women who are like trying to be confident and saying BBW is kind of a thing, why can't they do
that? I'm just saying, if they have like a face that looks like a horse, they can't say they're beautiful.
Okay, you're what's wrong with everything in the world. Like, that's the whole point, is that they probably have issues and they're trying to be confident.
Some people like horses, John. Sarah Jessica Parker is married.
It's a very hack joke. Second of all, I would have sex with Sarah Jessica Parker in a second. In a second. Oh, on her money. Like, she is so rich. Like, she's hot,
I would at least say, like... I would have sex with her in 5 minutes. Don't say like in a second. That makes it sound like you're not going to last long. HHM stands for Hersha Hospitality Management.
That is a hot porn.
So Scott, we can start a whole porn thing. So you said heavy, handsome men.
Hersha means happy. What? Yeah.
I just don't know why you're... So you're saying that according to you, if they say they're a BBW, but you don't think they're beautiful, then they're you're angry that they're calling themselves beautiful.
No, it just... I'm going to be... Am I a bad person now?
No, you're not a bad person, but I think you're very judgmental because I don't think it's wrong for anyone to try to be confident. I don't like that.
Well, okay, it's like, you know, there's differences between, like, girls and...
Boys?
No.
Not on the circle, but, you know.
No, I'm saying, like, some girls, like, they'll be cute, and like, oh, that's it, she's cute. But this one, she's beautiful. It's a completely different look, right? John...
What do you want them to say? If there are a larger woman that you that if there are a large
what?
Woman,
with all right, no. So say if you're, are you angry now? What if they would have said they're a cute bigger woman? Would you be?
That's
less?
Fine.
Because what of what?
It's an adjective. I don't say, hey, this is a.
Is in the eye of the beholder, subjective versus.
And since you're not beholding any of them,
no. I was just saying...
You can have your opinions, but I think it's rude to say that.
Okay, I'm rude. I'm just saying it's an adjective. Like, oh, this plastic glass... I mean, no, that plastic glass. This plastic cup, it's the wrong adjective. It doesn't...
Yeah, but the glass won't go, oh, you just shut down my world. Like,
but
it doesn't
might
care.
Shatter in my hands.
Do you want them to say, fat horse-faced girl? Looking for a man. No hookups, though.
Now, here's the other point. Now, what if they wouldn't say BBW? Would you still go for them?
That all depends.
No.
No. What?
Sure, go.
How do you describe yourself?
I'm fat.
All
right. I don't know. What's your question?
Website.
And tall. I don't know.
So, okay.
Why? Are you trying to ask me out?
No.
Damn it! We almost had one, Mike.
Yeah, that's
no. I guess she's kind of reversing it. Where like it's like.
Okay.
If I was a big lady, I'd be like, all right, I'm big and I'm proud, whatever.
Okay.
But
how would I describe myself?
Yeah.
I have pictures for that reason. I don't have to.
Do they have pictures?
Yeah.
It would be a BBM, though, a big bearded man.
Yeah. Oh shit! He's right.
No, I hear that. No, I'm just wondering why that bothers you. Like, because you don't think they're attractive. You're angry that they call themselves beautiful.
No, I'm not.
Beautiful is too, like, you're saying, are you saying beautiful is too good of an adjective?
No. Okay, here's the problem that I have. Apparently, I don't think as fast as my mouth works. What upsets me is that that's what they use for everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's overusing it.
So are you more upset that they're not being creative enough with their descriptions?
No. Oh, God damn it. No.
And they're just grabbing...
Stop ruining this podcast.
I know.
By the way, that's your whole theme, is just isolate that, and then... Scott, you're ruining this podcast. That's all you need.
That's the first time an audience member has called it out.
That's true.
No, I'm saying if you use the word, let's say, for instance, I use the word wonderful, and I said, oh, that tree is wonderful, this movie is wonderful. You're like, yeah, we get it, everything's wonderful. Don't you have any other words?
Oh, okay, so you're saying, so like throughout their profile, they just keep throwing BBW in? Like, I like dogs, I'm a BBW. I also like walks on the beach, I'm 5'9", BBW.
No.
I have blue eyes, BBW. I'm Sharon, BBW, 14.
They like walks on the beach, not long ones, though.
No. I enjoy watching movies, going on brisk walks, and getting fed horse carrots because I'm a horse.
Horse carrots?
I was just about to say carrots. The joke would have been so much better.
Oh, although I didn't enjoy the way you said horse carrots.
Because that was my brain going, don't say horse yet.
They also like sugar cubes.
That's true. And feed bags. Oh, what if the profile said, I'm a BBW, but it was a girl with a, like, a feed bag? Would that turn you on?
No, it would...
Because she technically has a horse face, but what if she was really beautiful under it? She just had a horse-type face because she had a feed bag.
It was just a
I'd probably send a message saying, what is happening?
And she'd be like, boom, on the girl from Big Bang Theory, you lost your chance.
Which one? There's like seven on there now.
Does it matter?
I don't know.
Or does one of them have a horse face?
Oh my God, we need to change topics.
Yeah, a while ago.
It's mine. It's my fault. It's...
You made your bed, go sleep in it.
No, the first step is admitting. He's admitting. The second step is anger, and the third is having sex with a horse face.
No, that is the third step of everything.
Don't say...
Third step of recovery for alcoholics. Third step of making a cake.
But don't you get... Okay.
Step one, put the eggs in. Step two, butter. Step three, have sex with a horse face girl.
Okay. No, no. John,
step four, she finishes it because she loves cake.
To be fair, John only said horse face, so I'm thinking it's like a Godfather situation on his end.
Oh. You're having sex with a decapitated horse?
I don't know. I never saw the movie.
Where does that fall on the circle?
That's the worst insult ever, that you've never seen Godfather.
You've never seen Godfather?
Mm-mm.
What?
Yep, that's the right answer over there.
I borrowed it from Jen for like 4 years and never watched it. Anyways, we're going to move to the next...
You're gonna watch that movie someday and learn so much about treating women right.
Oh, I know.
Really?
Try not to pay attention to Sonny. But
yeah, no, pay attention to Sonny. Or the husband of the sister.
That's Sonny. That's Sonny.
But when
Sonny's James Caan.
Yeah.
But isn't one of the girls getting married? So it's like
yeah. Yes. That's the start of the movie. Good. Yeah, you knew that.
Because everyone does the reference like, oh, you come to marry him.
No, continue your monologue right now.
Everyone, he's doing the speech from Godfather.
No, okay.
Here we go. Don Corleone. Don Corleone.
Yeah, what's up?
Is that how...
I come here on the day of your daughter's wedding for one favor.
Wait, I thought that was his line.
It's both.
Or does he just repeat it like...
I hope your first child is a masculine child.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. You ask me for a favor. You're gonna be a good man.
I haven't seen it. Okay, we're to the portion of the podcast where now Mike, John, and I all came to the show with secrets.
Yep.
Right? And we each share a secret every episode. Usually John and Mike forget, so they make one up now. You can't think of one?
What?
Oh, boy. Should I go first again?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I never understood amounts. Exactly. Let's say, okay, how far is that wall away? Like 80? 80?
Eight? Did you say 80? That's eight. About 10 feet away.
What unit of measurement would eight be 80 of anything?
80 rods? 80 inches?
80 inches away?
That's not 10 feet away. This is 6 feet. This is 6 feet. That's at least 20 feet.
Oh, no. That is not 2 stories away.
Well, how much is...
Well, you started this with saying you don't know amounts, so we can't trust your answer anyway.
What do you mean? Him?
So you're bad at depth perception?
No,
amounts?
Like... Okay, you know when they always have those games like, guess how many jelly beans are in this jar?
Yeah.
And you can get eat the jar. I'm like, there's at least 120 in there, and it's like 7,000. I was never close.
Did you just look at the one side and go, well, I think we're good here.
Well, I was like, so, all right, they're like seven jelly beans up. Yeah. And then, like, that many in the row, plus in the middle, and then I'm like, all right, it's got to be at least 300 jelly beans. And, yeah, and they find out it's, like, 5,822. I'm like...
So you're bad at guessing, like...
Amounts. How far is it across the street? Is that 20 yards? Or is that 50 feet?
It's at least 7 colors.
It is. It's at least 7 colors across. No, I would say probably 40 feet.
Say how much is an acre?
How much? Too much for across the street? 40 feet?
It's
Not enough? I would say, yeah. Oh, you, well, I mean, it's like four of those.
You'd get across the street.
45. Oh, all right.
Yeah, fuck me then. It must be 45. All right, sir.
Well, he's closer to the street, so that's cheating. He's like, yeah, that's 40 street.
And it's not cheating because he's closer to the street.
Yeah, because it takes less time for him to walk across the street.
No, we're not. Oh, my God. We're talking about the street like that's who's close enough. I'm so confused on why you're, like, what? So you're bad at, like, counting amounts and stuff?
No, like, just, okay, are yards bigger than feet?
Yeah.
Yes.
By how much? Like, two, three?
3 feet in a yard.
Scott, how many inches are in a foot?
12.
Okay. Then don't say that like me when you don't know that there's 3 feet in a fucking yard. Don't fucking yell at me.
I
didn't know if a yard was bigger than a foot. Then you went, 12 inches. Like how you didn't know the next increment.
Okay. When I go to work, and I go, let's see how big this piece of paper is. Oh, it's 1/10 of a yard. No, I look and say, it's 5 inches.
You just have a piece of paper that's 5 inches?
Yeah, it's a postcard.
Okay.
Five by five.
I was thinking 8 by 11.
Oh, I think even like the paper costs less than a dollar. I'm like, how do you know what kind of paper it is?
He works for a paper company.
I don't work at a paper company, a printing company, John.
You never.
That involves paper.
You never print stuff that's like a yard long?
How do you print?
Alright, what are other measurements you get confused by?
Amounts of liquid.
Okay, how much is in a pint glass?
I know it's 16 ounces.
Then what confuses you?
Like, if I saw it, like, how much liquid is that?
Like, you know, I need an example.
Like let's say you have a bowl.
Yeah.
And you pour liquid in a bowl. Like, hey, Scott, how much is this? I'm like...
Most people don't, unless they've measured it with, like, measuring cups.
But...
So you're saying if you just run the water, like, under a bowl for a while, you don't know how much is in there?
How much do you think you can pee, John?
At least a 32-ounce Gatorade bottle, because that's what I've done in a car.
Two and a half beer bottles.
Yes.
12, 24.
And a half, yep.
No, that's 8. Uh-oh.
8 beer bottles?
No. 24 and then 32.
So 2 and 3/4 beer bottles.
Shit.
Mike is literally falling asleep.
My wine's empty.
All right. Well, now you guys had time to think of what you wanted to do.
No, I was focused on lengths and measurements of water.
Yeah. You just took... Okay, you get a pail, right? You get a gallon pail, you got ice cream. Like, look at this ice cream.
Yeah.
Look at that ice cream. Yeah, that's a gallon.
Ice cream, yeah.
Then you get those buckets of, like, stuff you pour in pools. Like, this is a 5
gallon. Wait, what did you just say?
A bucket of stuff you pour in pools.
Oh, stuff you pour. You mean water?
No, like, they have, like, chemicals and stuff in them, like, in the pails.
Oh, like the salt? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or, like, the paint buckets or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
They're 5 gallon pails. But you don't, that doesn't, like, looks like 2 fit in there.
But you realize, like, mass and weight and science.
I understand
makes those
mass
different.
And weight, John.
Then why are you yelling at me? Because you know the answer.
I don't know it.
That's why I would paint would be less or more than liquid because of, like, science.
Perfect. No, I'm saying on paper I can figure it out, but in visual it's like this. That glass is.
So if you see like a paint can that's 5 gallons and a water that's a gallon, your mind gets blown.
No, I just don't. I just don't know how many... I'm like, I'll just fill this up a couple times and fill the bucket, and then it's not full. I'm like, how many more buckets do I have to fill? And then I get too much, and I have to fill it, and I have leftovers. You okay? Okay. I thought that was Die Hard when they...
Nope, Die Hard.
Die Hard 3, bitches! I saw that movie, John. Because they're pouring the gallons in like the park.
Yeah. And then Jeremy Irons is like, fill it up. My cocaine.
Fill it up on my cocaine.
Was Jeremy Irons the bad guy?
Yes.
I thought that was... Wait, that's the second one.
Who did you think was the villain of the second Die Hard?
It was William Sadler.
All right, it was.
But was the guy... But he was supposed to be in the first...
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I was
William
gonna,
Sadler. Jeremy Irons.
I was going to try
Timothy Oliphant. And who gives a fuck?
I was gonna. There's that many Die Hard movies?
There's 5.
Oh.
And only 4 are worth it.
I was gonna try to do Alan Rickman's impression.
Go for it.
Jordan doctor.
All right, you just have to say it. Repeat after me. I have a machine gun.
Harry Potter, your mind.
Is it too deep? Is it?
It's ho ho.
Good night, everybody.